Buenos días, bienvenidos a ustedes todos. Good morning, all of you, and welcome. It is my pleasure to see all of us gathered here today those of Zion Mennonite Church, as well as our brothers and sisters from Iglesia Menonita Roca de Salvacion, as well as any others of you who may have come today for the first time to worship with you. Bienvenida, bienvenidos a ustedes todos. Welcome to all of you. But the following words that I will read that will be projected on the screen that many of us may have read this week as part of our Lenten season program tell us that we are also here to worship today at the invitation and the initiative of God. Not just our own initiative or invitation, but like the invitation and the initiative of Jesus toward the Samaritan woman, which I will read first in Spanish, and you English readers can read on the screen in English. Estas palabras son para decirnos que estamos aquí por la iniciativa e invitación que le fue dada a la mujer samaritana. Se acerca la hora y ha llegado ya en que los verdaderos adoradores rendirán culto al Padre en espíritu y en verdad, porque así quiere el Padre que sean los que le adoren. Del Evangelio de Juan, capítulo 4. The time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. We'll save the usual announcements for toward the end of the service today. So that our welcome might be most welcoming, let's greet each other in the language of many of the worshipers here today, the wonderful language spoken by wonderful poets and authors such as Miguel Cervantes and Saint John of the Cross. And what you see projected, let's see, is it there yet? Ah, yes. Well, there's a goof there. I goofed. If you are greeting one of our sisters, you say, Bienvenida. Can you English speakers repeat that for me? For speaking to one of our sisters, you say, Bienvenida. Okay. And for a sister, you say, Bienvenida, bienvenida hermana. Bienvenida hermana. That's for greeting a sister. And for greeting a brother, you say, Bienvenido hermano. Repeat please. Bienvenido hermano. Let's get that straight here. So let's take a moment to greet each other, whether the person you're greeting speaks English or not. Bienvenida hermano or bienvenido hermano. What a delight to hear all the energy and enthusiasm, even as we struggle with my confusion and another language. Hopefully the next part will be not as confusing and just as energetic. Hermano Wendell, cantemos.
There is a hymn in our hymnal. It's number 322. If you like to sing from the book, you can be a person of the book. If you like to sing from the screen, you can be a person of the screen. 322 says, "We are strangers no more." And that is true because you just met strangers. So we are brothers and sisters now. Come walk with me.
Come walk with me. We'll praise the Lord together as we join song to song and prayer to prayer. Come take my hand and we will work together by lifting all the burdens we can share. For we are strangers no more, but members of one family. Strangers no more, but part of one humanity. Strangers no more, we're neighbors to each other now. Strangers no more, we're sisters and we're brothers now. Where different cultures meet, we'll serve together. Where hatred rages, we will strive for peace. Come, take my hand, and we will pray together that justice come and strife will cease. For we are strangers no more, members of one family. Strangers no more, but part of one humanity. Strangers no more, we're neighbors to each other now. Strangers no more, we're sisters and we're brothers now. There is a love that binds the world together. One day that love will bring us all together in Christ from south and north, from west and east. For we are strangers no more, we're brothers of one family. Strangers no more, but part of one humanity. Strangers no more, we're neighbors to each other now. Strangers no more, we're sisters and we're brothers now.
In the back of your hymnal, you'll have a small sheet in the back cover. That insert says, "God whose grace redeems our story." En la parte de atrás de la tapa del himnario azul hay una pequeña hoja que contiene este himno. Es una hoja pequeña suelta que está en la tapa de atrás del himnario azul. These are new words written to a tune that we already know, and it's the theme song, the theme hymn for this period of Lent that we're singing together.
God whose grace redeems our story, God whose love has held us fast in our times of joy or sorrow, your forgiveness frees our past. Written in our story's pages are those times we've spent with you, when we found your Spirit working to transform us.
The following words for our time and prayer reflection. Again, some of us may have read during the week. Hear these words from Psalm 95, projected again in English and Spanish. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. So I ask us now to take a moment to reflect on this first question in a moment of silence. When has my heart been closed recently against God or my neighbor? ¿Cuándo ha sido endurecido recientemente mi corazón contra Dios o mi vecino? Pensamos en esto, en este momento de silencio. Let's think about that a minute. And the next question to project, please. Dios nos ofrezca su reposo. He confiado yo más en mis propios poderes y virtudes que en el poder y el carácter fiel de Dios. God offers us his rest. Have I trusted more in my own powers and virtues than in the power and the faithful character of God? Again, let us reflect on that before we hear the words of assurance from Romans 5.
God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have now received reconciliation.
Los próximos versículos son el tema de nuestra estación de reflexión y penitencia. The next verses are the words that we've been memorizing and thinking about. Share them with me, please. If you have memorized them, then try your best to say them without reading them. From Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. Now I call the ushers forward to receive our offering today. And this offering today is for Zion Mennonite Church, its ministries and partners. If you wish to give an offering later today for La Vida Feliz, the senior center in El Torno, Bolivia, that the fundraising meal is for, please give cash then in one of several baskets that we'll have out there by the fellowship hall, or you can write a check to Zion Mennonite Church, but with the words Senior Center or El Torno, Bolivia, Vida Feliz in the memo line. Esta ofrenda se da simplemente para los ministerios de esta iglesia, la iglesia menonita Sion, y más tarde durante la cena se da la ofrenda por la vida feliz. Please join me in prayer again. Lord, for your mercy and goodness, we bring you this offering. Oh Lord, you do not need what we bring. Yours are the cattle on a thousand hills. But Lord, we need the opportunity to give something back in worship, in word, in work, and in wealth, the wealth that comes from you. Oh Lord, for where these treasures go, there our hearts follow as well. So bless the gifts, O God, and the givers, we pray. Amen. Children, please come forward now for the children's story with Cynthia. Niños y niñas, vengan acá para la historia por Cynthia.
Good morning. give up something. And, you know, when people give up something, sometimes they do it to remind them that Jesus loved them and Jesus gave up a lot for those people. So I was thinking about some of the things that people give up for Lent. And I thought about averaging a poll in the congregation. I thought, well, that might take a while. So I was thinking about some of the things that people give up for Lent. Sometimes they give up something they really like. Like maybe they give up dessert. Would it be hard for you to give up dessert? Do you like dessert? I love dessert. And imagine if I give up dessert, if I give up my dessert for Lent, and I see somebody eating some chocolate cake. Oh boy, that chocolate cake looks good. Would it look good to you, trying to eat chocolate cake? Oh, it would look good to me. And I think, wow, I really want that chocolate cake. But you know what it would do? It would remind me about Lent. And it would remind me that God loves me and God gave up a lot for me. So I'd give up a little chocolate cake because I'd be remembering how God loves me. But I was also thinking about this. In some cases, some people, instead of giving up, they do this. So I'm going to roll a smart eye sign here. Instead of giving up for Lent, some people do this instead. Now, do you see what it says?
Give.
Sometimes for Lent, instead of giving up something, people give something for Lent. And in the Bible, brought the Bible with me, in the Bible, in a place in Isaiah, it says, share your bread with the hungry. Bring the homeless into your house. So, I was thinking about that idea. Some people decide to do what?
Give.
Some people decide to give. So, I was thinking about, well, what could we give? And I thought, well, some people give time. Like, they go to help somebody. That takes some time. Or maybe they give some money. Like, we just gave some money, right? Sometimes people give money to help each other. Sometimes people give food because other people are hungry. And every time they give something, they think, oh, Jesus gave a lot to me, so I'm going to give something to somebody else. So I was thinking, I have this basket here. And this basket is filled with boxes of raisins. And I thought, you know, I could give up raisins for Lent. That means I could stop eating raisins for Lent. Or I could give raisins to people who are hungry. I wonder, are any of you hungry for raisins? You are? You're hungry for raisins? I am. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to give you a box of raisins for Lent, but I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to give you two boxes. One is for you to eat. And when you eat those boxes of raisins, remember how much God loves you, okay? The other one is you have to go find somebody out there who's hungry. You have to find somebody who's hungry, and you have to give them a box of raisins. And you, when you give it to them, you say, God loves you. Can you say that with me? Ready? God loves you. Okay? So one is for you, and one is to give to somebody and say, God loves you. Are you ready? Okay. Come up and get two boxes of raisins. There's your two.
There's your two.
Yeah, come up and get them. There's yours.
What's this one?
You can give it to somebody. You get keep one and give one away. Okay? Here's yours. There you go. There you go. Now, if you're hungry out there, you make sure and let somebody know.
Good morning. Today is the day that we're remembering the senior center in El Torno, Bolivia. And we would like to show, there's around 40 pictures that we'd like to go through. But before we start, I wanted just to give a little bit of information for those of you who haven't been here at Zion very long. In 1997, the center was begun out of a small group of persons from the Baptist Church in El Torno, and we had a call to do something with the elderly. And so the elderly from the church gathered, and then we asked them to go out and bring in their friends and their neighbors. And so that's how it started. And it's been going for 20 years. We're in 2017, so we've been supporting this group for 20 years. And I was just thinking...
Shall I translate for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pues, hermanos, queríamos recordarles de que hace 20 años que un grupo de acá, se comenzó este centro a partir de la Iglesia Bautista de Bolivia, que inició un ministerio a los ancianos de nuestra comunidad en El Torno, Bolivia.
Yeah. And then I was thinking also that Zion, how long has Zion been involved with Bolivia? It's been since 1973. 1973, I went with MCC to Bolivia, and that's when Zion began to support me. And so it's been 44 years that Zion has been supporting yearly our ministry in Bolivia.
Pues, hace muchos más años, sí, que esta iglesia Sion está dando, está apoyando al ministerio en Bolivia, porque en 1973... Karen fue como voluntaria de esta iglesia a Bolivia, y desde ese tiempo esta iglesia viene apoyando el ministerio en Bolivia.
And I also figured that there's around 30 or more persons from our community here that have gone to visit the senior center. That's through Pacific Covenant, through Calvary, through Rock of Salvation, and Zion. Isn't that great?
También a lo largo de los años, más de 30 personas de aquí de Oregon han visitado el trabajo en Vida Feliz, sea de esta congregación Sion, de Calvary, de Roca de Salvación o de Pacific Covenant.
And what we started in 1997 has turned into a day center for the elderly, and there's around 120 who come daily for activities. And you will see on these pictures that it's not only activity, but in the expressions of the people you'll see joy. And it's a place of comfort and care. It's a place to live friendships. It's a place for healing and a place of joy.
Ustedes verán que este centro, lo que se comenzó con una muy pequeña iniciativa, ahora es un centro donde diariamente se reúnen más de 120 ancianitos. Ustedes verán que es un lugar donde comparten amistad, donde comparten sanidad, gozo y sanidad también física.
This is the board of directors, and Wendell is one of them, and then three others from the community, plus Sulma and William are on the left, and there are the directors of the program.
Es la directiva que dirige el centro. Estoy yo como parte de la directiva, y también en la parte izquierda está William y Sulma, que son los directores ejecutivos del programa. Y estos son el personal que trabaja en el centro. This is the work. This is the team. All the people that work at the center.
So we have a nurse, supported by the government, and a cook, and a horticulturist, and two directors, and a volunteer from Germany.
Entre estos está una enfermera, una cocinera, un agrónomo, un pastor, los dos directores, y un voluntario, un joven voluntario que viene de Alemania.
Sulma is the director of the program, and her grandfather passed away 1 week ago. So this picture is really celebrating life and her love for the elderly.
Zulma es la administradora. Su abuelo, que aparece con ella, murió en esta semana pasada.
Y William, aquí en la on the right side, is a co-director with Zulma.
William, que aparece al otro lado, es el director del programa. Nosotros hoy estamos apoyando a estos dos porque la ofrenda que se manda de aquí paga el salario para los directores.
So besides what the government supports this center with, there's also a need for support for salaries for these two persons. And so that's where Zion support goes to. There's a doctor, he's from Cuba, and he comes as a volunteer once a week to, and he also has several students that he's training.
El doctor que aparece ahí es cubano, él viene como voluntario una vez a la semana para hacer chequeo de salud.
There's also a rehabilitation center for boys, not too far from El Torno, and so once a week they come, and it's on Mondays, they wash feet and clip toenails and give massages, to feet massages, and so it's a really wonderful rehabilitation for them and a way that they can serve the community.
Hay un centro para jóvenes que han tenido problemas y que ellos vienen cada lunes, lavan los pies a los abuelitos, les recortan los dedos del pie, le hacen masaje, y es una manera en que los jóvenes hacen terapia y hacen servicio también a los abuelitos.
Thankful to God for harvest. He gives and the opportunity to share it. Salustiano, our horticulturist, is here on the left. A big harvest of corn. We had a friend from, well, he was coming from Brazil, but he's from California. He stopped by the center. And he had the elderly put together compost, huge compost. And then a couple weeks later, here we have a picture of Swiss chard that came from the compost. You can tell it had a lot of fertilizer. Schools, once a year, all the schools, there's maybe like 10, 15 schools now in El Torno, they have a day for the elderly and they bring a pound of rice or a pound of sugar or oil or something for the elderly. And so this is just a picture of one of the schools where groceries were gathered.
El centro ha hecho un trabajo de coordinar con los colegios en el pueblo. Hay como 10 escuelas en el pueblo del Torno. Cada año ellos hacen una campaña que los mismos alumnos reúnen víveres, alimentos, arroz, azúcar, para donar a los abuelos. Y esta es una foto en la escuela que los niños están donando.
So once a year, a volunteer from Germany comes through the Catholic Church, and this is Johannes that is there right now.
Estos jóvenes son voluntarios de la iglesia. Ellos vienen de Alemania a través de la parroquia católica en Alemania.
This is down by the riverside.
Están descansando al lado del río. Este es el desfile que hacen para el 6 de agosto. 6 de agosto en Bolivia es el día de la independencia. Los abuelos siempre desfilan todos el día 6 de agosto.
There's a huge march on 6th of August where all the elderly come and joyfully march for Independence Day. So there's a project that is beginning. There's building that it has almost completed its structure, and the basic objective is transmitting intergenerational values. That sounds like Zion. Offer a space where youth can share their energy with the wisdom of the elderly, and for a happy life, cultivate respect and positive attitudes through the experience of the elderly. So here are the youth, brick by brick, passing it up to the second floor.
Aquí los jóvenes están pasando ladrillo, están haciendo cadena para pasar ladrillo para terminar la construcción.
Inauguration with folk dance. And the completion of the second floor this past month.
En este mes pasado apenas completaron el techo del segundo piso del nuevo edificio.
When we were there in November, there was a big celebration of all the donors of the senior center and the volunteers. So they came together and had an appreciation party.
Va a ser un poco difícil contar cuántas personas, pero todos los que están ahí, los que aparecen, son voluntarios y donantes locales que apoyan al centro. Everybody you see there is a local donor or a volunteer.
A lot of youth come through, and it's an opportunity for them to learn to serve. And this says, give me your hand, and we can learn together to grow old. We walk together with our confidence in God, who encourages us to keep on helping our neighbors.
Caminamos juntos con la confianza puesta en Dios, que Él es el que nos anima a ayudar al vecino.
This little boy was inquiring some questions to an elderly man, and so, Grandpa, what do I write here? Hand in hand, we go forward. Kindness, charity, solidarity, passing on the values. This is our little group of brothers and sisters from Espejos, where we lived for 3 years this past year. And on the left side is a missions fair that they had for the senior center.
Este grupo que aparece a la derecha es la iglesia que está en el ranchito de Espejos, donde vivimos muchos años. Son los hermanos que apoyan también. Aquí al lado izquierdo es una feria de misiones que hicieron los hermanos para levantar fondos.
And this is a group of Baptist pastors in the local area. And they had breakfast at our house. Coffee.
Son los pastores locales del entorno que les invitamos para un desayuno en nuestra casa.
Thank you a thousand times over. May God bless you.
Mil gracias. Que Dios le bendiga a cada uno.
Before Pastor Victor brings us the message and we also hear some wonderful special music, I would like to read the passage which Pastor Victor has selected. It may be a little surprising. Normally we hear this passage around Christmas, but there is a message in it for us today. It'll be projected again in both languages. I'll read again the English. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Ava, I invite you to share your gift with us.
Good morning. Is it on? Good morning.
Is the mic on? Which mic? The one that was up here?
Good morning, everybody. Buenos dias.
My God, He's real.
Muchísimas gracias, Eva. Thank you very much. Pues le invito, Pastor Vitor, ven acá, para compartir con nosotros lo que Dios te ha dado para compartir con nosotros. I invite Pastor Victor to come here to share what God has given him to share with us. Bienvenido.
Gracias, Pastor.
Es un placer.
Gracias.
It's a pleasure to see you. Please pray with me. Oremos conmigo, por favor. Que gozo es, Señor. What a delight it is, Lord, to have our brother Victor with us and our brothers and sisters of Roca de Salvación. And as you have opened the word for Pastor Victor, and as you give him words to open his mouth and share with us, open our hearts as well to receive and to share them. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Gracias, Pastor.
Gracias. Mi Dios es real.
God is real.
El Dios en que nosotros creemos es real.
The God that we believe in is real.
Porque lo sentimos en el corazón.
We can feel it in our hearts.
Y este Dios tiene un plan para cada uno de nosotros.
That God has a plan for each one of us.
Y los planes de Dios se cumplen.
God's plans come
porque
through.
Él lo dijo.
Because he gave his word.
Y no hay quien lo detenga.
Nobody can stop that.
Ni el mismo diablo.
Not even the devil.
Dios va a cumplir lo que dijo.
God will do what he said.
Yo por eso escogí el texto que se leyó.
That's why I chose this text for this morning.
Que muchas veces no se leen en este tiempo, solamente en las Navidades.
We don't often celebrate Christmas this time of year.
Pero yo veo en esta lectura,
in this text,
el plan de Dios.
I can see God's plan.
Y para que se lleve a cabo este plan de Dios,
and for that plan to come to pass,
Dios puede usar a pequeños, jóvenes, adultos y viejos como yo.
God uses little kids, young people, adults, even old people like me.
Y aún puede usar a gente que no conoce a Dios.
He even uses people who do not recognize him, who do not know him.
Gente mala.
Bad people.
De mala conducta, de mala moral.
People who have bad morals, people who do the wrong thing.
Pero este Dios es capaz de poner en el corazón de un ser así como César.
This God is able to put his will into the heart of a bad person like Caesar.
Poner en su corazón ese deseo de hacer un edicto, porque Dios necesitaba ese edicto.
God put in his heart, in Caesar's heart, the desire to ask for a census.
Para que su hijo Jesucristo naciera en Belén.
Because his son, Jesus, was to be born in Bethlehem.
Usted y yo, no es casualidad que estemos hoy aquí.
You and I are not here because of luck.
Dios tiene un plan.
God has a plan.
Y Dios puede usar cualquier situación.
God uses every situation.
Aún lo que estamos viviendo hoy.
Even the situation we're living through today.
Para que su perfecta plan se cumpla.
So his perfect will comes to pass.
Yo me emociono y gracias por su invitación.
I got very excited at the invitation to preach today.
Por esta actividad que estamos haciendo hoy.
To participate in the activity that we're doing today.
Porque esto es el plan de Dios.
This is God's plan.
Gracias por el corazón de ustedes.
Thank you for the open heart.
De todos ustedes.
Of each of you.
Sea mucho o sea poco, lo que uno da en el reino de Dios es importante.
Whether you give a lot or a little, everything is important in God's kingdom.
Hace mucho tiempo, unos misioneros fueron para Michoacán.
A long time ago, years ago, a number of missionaries went to my hometown in Michoacán, Mexico.
Y estuvieron por 40 años.
They lived there for 40 years.
Y yo soy un testimonio vivo de ellos. Gracias a ellos.
I'm a living testimony of their work.
Yo conocí al Señor y tuve un llamado para servirle.
I came to know the Lord and I came to hear
Him. Y gracias a ellos.
Thanks to them.
Tenemos el Nuevo Testamento en nuestro dialecto.
Thanks to them, we also have the New Testament in our own dialect.
Por el corazón de unos hermanos que apoyaron este llamado de ellos.
Because of the faithful heart of a person.
Así es que lo que damos, eso es grande para el reino de Dios.
Everything we give gets bigger in God's
kingdom. Lo que aportamos,
what we give,
Dios lo está tomando en cuenta.
God takes it into account.
Él dice en su palabra,
He says,
que Dios no es un Dios injusto,
that God is not an unjust God,
sino que Él apunta todo lo que hacemos.
He writes everything down.
Y algún día, Dios le va a dar la recompensa que usted merece por ese aporte para el reino de Dios.
One day you will get the recompense for everything that you do for the Lord.
Hace más de 50 años que Dios, que estoy sirviéndole al Señor.
I've been serving the Lord for over 50 years now.
Acompañado de mi esposa ya por más de 48 años.
I've been with my wife for 48 years.
Y para los que no la conocen, mi esposa se está sentada hasta allá.
My wife's sitting in the back.
Mi nombre es Víctor Estrada y el nombre de ella es María.
My name's Victor and her name is Maria.
Yo quiero que se ponga de pie.
I'd like to ask her to stand up.
Mi esposa. Un día le preguntaron a mi esposa, le dijeron, ¿y cómo ha podido aguantarle tantos años al pastor?
They asked her one time, how is it that you've been able to stand this guy for so long?
Y dijo ella, enamorándome de sus defectos.
She said, I keep falling in love with his defects.
Gracias a Dios, durante estos años de haberle servido al Señor, ella ha sido muy importante en mi vida y en lo que hacemos.
I really give thanks to the Lord for her because in my life and ministry she
Dios me ha dado cinco de familia.
God's given us five children.
Tres hombrecitos y dos mujeres.
Three men and two girls.
13 nietos.
13 grandchildren.
Entre ellos está Eva, la que cantó.
Eva's one of them. She just is the one that was just.
Y dos bisnietos.
And two grandchildren. Great-grandchildren, sorry.
Estoy bendecido por el Señor.
I'm really blessed.
Dios tiene un plan.
God does have a plan.
Para cada uno de nosotros.
For each of us.
Pero para que este plan se cumpla y se lleve a cabo.
But for this plan to come to pass.
Usted y yo.
Both you and I.
Tenemos que estar dispuestos.
Need to be ready.
A sufrir inconveniencias.
To suffer some inconvenient things.
María y José de repente escuchan el edicto del emperador.
Mary and Joseph suddenly heard this new edict from
y tuvieron que viajar hasta Belén.
So they had to travel to Bethlehem.
Tuvieron que dejar su comodidad,
they had to leave their home,
su trabajo,
their work,
y caminar
and walk
hasta Belén.
They walked to Bethlehem.
Para que el plan de Dios se cumpliera.
So that God's plan would come to pass.
Usted y yo, hoy en este tiempo,
you and I today, at this time,
quizás tenga que dejar su comodidad.
May have to leave some of our comforts.
Quizás su familia.
Maybe leave our family.
Quizás su trabajo.
Maybe leave your work.
Yo no sé qué usted tiene que dejar.
I don't know what God is calling you to leave.
Que le traiga inconveniencia, pero es necesario para que se cumpla el plan de Dios.
It may bring you some inconvenience, but it's necessary for God's plan to go ahead.
Muchas veces no es agradable esto, pero se requiere para que el plan de Dios se cumpla.
Sometimes it's not the way we would choose it, but it's necessary for God's plan.
En este tiempo en que estamos viviendo,
In this time in which we are,
hay muchos que se sienten incómodos.
Many people are feeling uncomfortable.
Y todos están fijados en este gobierno hoy.
And many people are looking and wondering about today's government.
Pero acuérdense, hermanos,
remember,
que Dios puede usar estas cosas para que el plan de Dios se cumpla.
For his plan to go forward.
Oremos por este gobierno.
That's what we should be praying. That's why we should be praying for this government.
Claro que no tenga sentido para muchos.
There's some things that we don't understand.
Porque muchas veces estas cosas no tienen sentido.
Sometimes these things don't make sense.
Solamente hasta el final.
Until the very end.
Tiene sentido.
Then it makes sense.
Los hijos de Dios.
But God's children.
Siempre vamos a terminar bien.
Are always going to end
up. El problema es
good.
Entender que Dios tiene un plan para cada uno de nosotros. Dios no se ha equivocado de darnos el permiso de vivir en este tiempo. Estamos en el plan de Él. Pero tenemos que aceptar a sufrir inconveniencias.
We have to decide to accept inconvenience.
Número dos.
Number two.
Tenemos que también nosotros estar dispuestos para que el plan de Dios se cumpla.
We need to be ready and decided to help God's plan go ahead.
Tenemos que aprender a obedecer aún sin entender.
We need to learn to obey even if we do not understand.
En esta historia de María y José,
in Joseph and Mary's story,
Dios le dice a María,
God speaks to Mary,
María, tú vas a tener un hijo.
Mary, you're going to have a son.
Y María le dice, ¿pero cómo?
Mary says, how's that?
Soy virgen, no conozco varón.
I'm a virgin, I've never been with a man.
Le dice el ángel, el Espíritu Santo vendrá sobre ti.
The angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon
y te cubrirá
you.
Con su sombra.
And he will cover you with his
y tú
shadow.
Vas a tener un hijo.
And you will have a son.
Y le vas a llamar Jesús.
You will call his
porque
name.
Él salvará a su pueblo de sus pecados.
Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Más confundida quedó María. Pero al final dijo.
Mary was still confused.
Al final dijo ella.
But at the end she says,
he aquí la sierva de Dios. Hágase conmigo conforme a su voluntad.
May your will be done to his handmaiden.
Dios no siempre nos va a hacer entender lo que Él quiere hacer.
God does not always let us understand.
Lo que Dios quiere es que aprendamos a obedecer.
What God wants to teach us is that we need to learn to obey.
Dios siempre nos muestra el principio.
God shows us the beginning.
Y nos muestra el final.
And he shows us the end.
Nunca nos dice lo que hay en medio.
He never shows us what's in the middle.
Por eso Él dice, so yo soy el Alfa y el Omega.
I am Alpha
el principio
Omega,
y el fin.
The beginning and the end.
Porque si Él no dice lo que hay en medio,
because
quizás nos vamos a arrepentir y no vamos a avanzar.
What's coming in the middle. We probably are not going to take the steps to go forward.
Dios le dijo a Abraham,
God told Abraham,
tú vas a ser padre de multitudes.
You will be the father of multitudes.
Pero después de darle un hijo,
but after his son,
Dios le dijo, quiero que me sacrifiques a tu hijo.
After God gave Abraham his son, he told Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son.
Él no entendía.
And he said, I don't understand.
Si voy a ser un padre de multitudes, ¿cómo me pides ahora mi único hijo que tengo, que
if
tú me has dado?
To be the father of multitudes, now you're asking me to sacrifice the only son that I have.
Y no le voy a preguntar a mi esposa Sara lo que voy a hacer porque pues tampoco va a entender.
I'm not going to even ask my wife Sarah what I'm supposed to do because she doesn't get it either.
Pero lo que hizo Abraham,
what Abraham did,
obedeció.
He obeyed.
Y llegó a ser padre de multitudes.
He did become father of multitudes.
No siempre vamos a entender los planes de Dios.
We don't always understand God's plans.
Pero Dios sí quiere que obedezcamos.
But God does want us to learn to obey.
Leemos la palabra de Dios.
When we read God's word,
y no vamos a entender todo lo que Él nos pide.
And don't understand everything that He's asking us to do.
Pero es necesario obedecer.
We need to learn to obey.
Dios dice en su palabra,
His word says,
que tenemos que congregarnos.
That we need to keep congregating.
Y muchos dicen, ¿pero por qué tengo que congregarme?
You say, why do I need to go to church?
Dios está en todas partes.
God's everywhere, right?
Pues tenemos que congregarnos porque Él lo dijo.
He orders us to continue to congregate.
Dios dice, ayúdense el uno y el otro. ¿Pero por qué? Porque Él lo dijo.
He says, help each other out. Why do I need to help people? He told us.
No vamos a entender muchas veces los planes de Dios. Los pensamientos de Dios no son vuestros pensamientos también.
We don't understand God's plans because His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Cuando yo salí del seminario,
when I finished seminary,
había muchas cosas que yo no entendía.
There were a lot of things I didn't understand.
Yo llegué al seminario sin saber el español.
I started seminary without being able to speak Spanish.
Tuve que aprender el español.
I had to learn Spanish.
No tenía ayuda económica.
I didn't have any money.
Pero en mi corazón yo sentía que Dios me estaba llamando para predicar el Evangelio.
But in my heart, I felt so strongly that God was calling me to preach.
Cuando yo terminé el seminario,
when I finished seminary,
tenía invitaciones de pastorear iglesias de este lado.
I had a number of invitations to pastor churches on this side of the border.
Toda mi vida fue en mi juventud allá por Texas, la frontera entre Texas y México.
I spent a number of years of my youth on the border in Texas, between Texas and Mexico.
No entendía por qué llegó el momento en que yo tuve que estar con el Señor y decirle, Señor, yo quiero una muestra de que estoy en el lugar correcto y dentro de tus planes.
And I asked the Lord for a sign. I said, Lord, I need a sign that I'm really on the right road doing your will.
Yo, Señor, necesito un par de zapatos.
I need to start with a pair of shoes.
Ya mis zapatos no tenían tapa abajo.
My shoes were open on the bottom.
Ya mis camisas ya tenían más de un año.
My shirts were, you know, over a year old.
Yo necesitaba estar seguro que estaba en el plan de Dios.
I needed to be sure that I was really in God's plan.
Y una vez, estando orando en un cuarto cerrado,
I was praying in a closed room.
Dios tocó mi hombro.
God, I felt God touch my shoulder.
Y me hizo sentir que Él estaba conmigo.
He made me feel that he was right there with me.
Y de allí para adelante, hasta hoy, Dios ha sido fiel con nosotros.
From that moment forward until today, God has always been faithful with us.
No es donde esté.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Lo que hace la diferencia.
That makes the difference.
Lo que hace la diferencia
what
es Dios.
Is him.
Aunque no lo entendamos.
Even if we don't understand him.
Aquí, en México, o donde quiera que estemos,
whether we're here in Mexico or wherever,
la diferencia lo hace Dios.
God makes the difference.
Aunque no lo entendamos, hermanos,
even when we don't understand it,
tenemos que aprender a obedecer.
We need to learn to obey.
Cuando yo llegué allá a Michoacán,
when I went back to Michoacán,
tenía 22 años.
I was 22 years old.
Yo dije, para llevar a cabo este llamado que tú me has dado, de llevar el Evangelio,
Lord, how am I going to carry out the calling that you've given me to preach
a pueblos incomunicados?
To towns and villages that
teníamos que caminar.
Don't have any communication. We had to walk.
No había automóvil.
There was no cars.
Lo único que podíamos a veces usar era un burro.
So we had to use a burro.
Y mi esposa tenía que subirse en el burro.
My wife had to get up on the burro.
Después nos modernizamos un poquito.
Then we got a little bit modern.
Y tenía una bicicleta.
She got a bicycle.
Y mi esposa iba en la bicicleta.
And she would get on the back of the bike.
Para descansar no había cama.
So to sleep at night there was no bed.
En el piso.
Just sleep on the floor.
Y a veces no era en el piso.
Sometimes
a veces era abajo de un árbol.
Even inside, it was outside under a tree.
La comida Dios suplía diario para nosotros.
God supplied daily what we needed to eat.
Pero tuvimos la dicha y la bendición, y gracias a Dios, porque Dios es fiel a terminar lo que yo había sentido en mi corazón.
But we experienced daily God's blessing, the blessing of doing God's will in the
de que cada pueblo Tarasco tuviera la palabra de Dios.
That each town and village of the Tarasco people received the gospel.
Y hoy,
today,
aún siguen todavía.
Today,
esas iglesias que se formaron.
Those churches that were formed in those years are still going.
Y yo no entiendo hasta hoy muy bien.
I still don't understand very well.
¿Por qué me trajo Dios hasta acá?
Why God
en Estados
brought
Unidos?
Over here to the United States.
Si yo pudiera haberme quedado allá.
I could have stayed there.
Pero estoy aquí.
But I'm here.
Aunque no lo entiendo.
Even though I don't understand it.
Sino obedeciendo al Señor.
I'm still obeying.
Pero hay una cosa que quiero, porque esto marca más. ¿Cómo a veces tenemos que obedecer a Dios y cómo Dios trabaja? A veces no es como uno piensa.
Sometimes we have to obey and it's not like what we think.
Cuando yo terminé el seminario,
when I finished seminary,
yo dije, yo necesito una compañera.
I said, okay, I need a wife.
Una compañera.
A person that can go
que,
with me.
Que esté conmigo en este plan.
Accompany me in this calling.
Y de repente aparece mi esposa.
Then she shows up.
Pero aquí viene el problema.
But here's the problem.
Ella no conocía al Señor.
She didn't know the Lord.
Era católica.
She was Catholic.
Pero en el corazón me decía que esa era ella.
My heart said, that's the one.
Empezamos a conocernos.
We started to get to know each other.
Y jugaba igual básquetbol como yo.
She played basketball, I played basketball.
Bueno, por lo menos tenemos algo en común.
At least we had one thing in common.
No mucho tiempo después fuimos novios.
Not very much time passed before we became.
No más 3 meses.
Boyfriend and girlfriend, only 3 months though.
Y empezaron las críticas.
I started hearing some criticism.
Y nosotros pensábamos, dijo mi papá,
my dad said,
que tú eras bien inteligente. Pero me parece que no.
I thought you were really smart. It doesn't look like it now.
¿Cómo te vas a casar con alguien que no conoce al Señor?
You're going to marry with somebody that doesn't know the Lord?
¿Cómo piensas que te va a ayudar si ella no siente igual que tú?
How do you think she's going to help you with your mission if she doesn't see things the way you do?
Y ahí viene lo más difícil.
And then,
el pastor también de la iglesia que los hermanos lo conocieron.
The pastor talked to me. Here,
el pastor Porfirio me dijo, tú estás mal.
He said, you're in a bad road.
Pero en mi corazón, como que brincaba más recio.
My heart was pounding.
Esa es la muchacha.
I said, you know, she's the one.
Pues acepto lo que ustedes, lo que no acepto lo que ustedes me dicen.
I said, I do not accept the advice.
Acepto lo que yo siento en mi corazón.
I accept what my heart is telling me.
Y a los 3 meses estaba yo casado.
3 months later I was married.
Y a los 4 meses, por un misionero que fue a predicar allá,
4 months later, a missionary went to preach at my
mi esposa
village.
Aceptó al Señor.
My wife accepted the Lord.
Y a poco tiempo se bautizó.
And she was baptized.
Y dejó su carrera que ella había estudiado para ser maestra de una escuela.
She studied to be a teacher. She left her job.
Y ya había sido aceptada.
She had been accepted as a teacher.
Dejó todo para irse con un hombre que solamente tenía la Biblia en sus brazos.
She left her career as a teacher to follow a man who was only carrying a Bible.
Según el mundo, sin futuro,
the world sees it, no future in that.
Sin sueldo,
no salary,
sin ayuda,
no help.
Pero ella aprendió a confiar en el Señor hasta hoy.
She learned to trust in the Lord.
Y Dios la tiene con vida.
And God has kept her alive.
Después de 5 operaciones que
after
sufrió de cáncer hace 5 años.
And she is a cancer survivor.
Y ella todavía tiene su cabello bien.
She still got a full head of hair.
Bien puesta todavía más que yo.
More than I do.
¿Por qué? Porque Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Hermanos, tenemos que obedecer a Dios aunque no entendamos.
Brothers and sisters, we need to obey even when we don't understand.
No estoy diciendo que los jóvenes hagan eso, no.
I'm not telling young people to follow.
Ahora no doy consejo, así ahora digo que se conozca más tiempo.
I'm just saying, don't follow my example. You need to get to know each other a little bit longer.
Pero hay a veces que Dios hace estas cosas y no entendemos.
Sometimes God just do these things that we do not.
Lo que Él demanda es que obedezcamos.
The only thing He asks from us is that we obey.
Bueno, el reloj camina bien y yo predico mucho tiempo, pero voy a cortar.
I'm not in Roca, right? I'm preaching too long.
Dios quiere que nosotros estemos dispuestos para que su plan se lleve a cabo a sufrir inconveniencias.
God wants us to be ready to
Segundo,
his plan, and that means we will suffer inconvenience.
Tenemos que obedecer aunque no entendamos.
We need to obey even when we don't understand.
Y aquí viene lo bonito, el último.
Here's
y con esto termino.
And this one is the last.
Tenemos que dar lo que tenemos que dar y en el momento en que tenemos que dar y a la manera que Dios quiere que demos.
We have to give what we're supposed to give, when we're supposed to give, at the moment that God asks us to give.
Jesús nació en Belén.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Y Herodes quería matarlo.
Herod really wanted to kill him.
Y tuvieron que huir a Egipto.
They had to escape as refugees to Egypt.
Y ellos pudieron sobrevivir.
They were able to survive.
Porque unas personas que no conocían a Dios sintieron en su corazón dar lo que tenían que dar para que el plan de Dios se cumpliera. Y la gente los llama los tres magos. Pero yo creo que no eran magos, eran unos sabios que no conocían al Señor. Y fueron a dar, a darle al Señor oro, incienso y mirra. A veces nos imaginamos que un poquito de cada cosa, pero dicen que sus camellos iban cargados de oro, de mirra y de incienso.
Christmas pageant is a little tiny box. I think those camels were weighed down with gold and incense and myrrh.
Tuvieron que dar lo que tenían que dar.
They gave all they were supposed to
give. Y en el momento que tenían que dar,
at the moment they were supposed
para
to give,
que el plan de Dios se cumpla.
So God's plan would go ahead.
Así nosotros hoy.
Today it's the same.
Porque yo creo que Dios nos demanda igual a nosotros hoy.
I think God is demanding of us today that
para que el plan de Dios se cumpla.
So that his plan goes forward.
Y esto va a ser la diferencia.
Here's what makes the difference.
Para estos abuelitos de Bolivia.
For these elderly people in Bolivia.
Que por muchos años ustedes han estado ahí presentes.
You've been there for them for many years.
Esto va a ser la diferencia.
Here's what
y
makes
yo
the difference.
Creo que hoy nosotros tenemos que dar lo que tenemos que dar.
Today we have to give what
y a la manera que Dios quiere que demos.
The way God wants us
para
to
que su plan se cumpla.
So his plan goes forward.
Vivimos en un tiempo difícil.
We live in a difficult time.
Pero yo le digo a mi iglesia y les digo hoy a ustedes.
I tell my church and I'm telling you today.
Es tiempo de que le creamos a Dios.
It's time we start to believe God.
Es tiempo de que vivamos por fe.
It's time that we learn to live by faith.
Fe en Dios.
Faith in God.
Fe en Dios es creerle que lo que Él dice es verdad.
That means not just believing in him, it means believing.
Si él nos ha dicho que nos va a proteger, nos va a proteger.
If he promises he's going to protect us, he will protect us.
Él nunca nos dijo que no íbamos a estar sin problemas.
He never said we were going to live without problems.
Él dijo que iba a estar con nosotros en medio de los problemas.
But he did promise to be with us in the middle of the problems.
Acuérdense los muchachos. Sadrach, Meshach y Abednego.
You remember Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego?
Cuando fueron lanzados al horno de fuego.
When they were thrown into the fire.
¿Quién estaba ahí con él?
Who was with them?
¿Quién?
Who? Who was with them?
¿Quién estaba con ellos?
Who was in there with them?
Jesús. Dios estaba con ellos.
It was Jesus. God was with them.
Cuando lo metieron a Daniel en el pozo. ¿Quién estaba con Daniel?
Down in the lion's den, who was with him?
Dios.
God was with him.
Y si creemos que Dios es real,
if we believe that God is real,
él nos va a proteger.
He will protect us.
Él nos va a cuidar.
He's going to take care of us.
Y vamos a terminar bien.
So we're going to finish good.
Detrás de tantos problemas y dificultades que vienen en la vida,
through so many different
los problems, hijos de Dios que tienen fe en él,
the children of God that believe in
siempre
him,
vamos a terminar bien.
We will finish good.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen.
Vamos a cerrar con un canto.
We're going to sing a
un
song.
Canto que yo he animado a la congregación Roca de Salvación.
I've encouraged my congregation to learn this hymn.
Que esto no es nuevo, no lo que estamos pasando hoy aquí.
This is not something new we're going through today.
No estamos tristes.
We're not sad.
Porque tenemos un Dios.
We do have God.
Y este Dios es real, es vivo.
He's real.
Y nosotros tenemos fe en Él.
And we have faith in him.
Él nos va a cuidar.
He is going to take care of
aquí, en México, Salvador,
here,
donde quiera,
Mexico, El Salvador,
ese es el mismo Dios que
God
nos va a cuidar y nos va a proteger y su plan se va a llevar a cabo.
And his plan will
pase
go
la congregación.
I'd like
vamos
to invite the brothers and sisters from Roca to come and sing with me.
Disculpe, hermano, si me pasé. Okay.
Esa guitarra.
Los hermanos de Roca de Salvación, a ver. Viejitos, grandes y niños. Súbanse, súbanse.
Pásenle aquí, hermanos. Hermanos, pásenle aquí. Pásenle aquí. Pásenle acá.
Acá de este lado. Acá de este lado.
Pásenle aquí, hermanos. Sí, niños. Somos acá arriba.
hands in.
Okay.
We're going to sing three verses. I'm going to invite you to sing along with us on the last verse, on the last chorus. This is a song that probably some of the older people remember.
Otra vez, muchísimas gracias. Thank you again very much. Before we move to announcements, I invite you to just simply join me in a prayer of blessing for both our congregations and everyone here. A prayer to close with the Lord's Prayer in whatever is the language of our hearts. Oremos conmigo, por favor, una oración que va a terminarse con el Padre Nuestro. Dios puede entendernos en dos idiomas a la vez. So please join me again in prayer. Thank you, dear God, for these words from our brother who has encouraged us to share his faith and that of our brothers and sisters in you. That is so easy to forget, yes, in times of difficulty, but sometimes it seems harder to remember, even in times of ease and prosperity especially. O Lord, I pray for both congregations united here today, that together and in our separate meetings, We would display the riches of your glory and grace, that together and in our own ministries, we would be a picture of that kingdom which is yet to come, but which is already here, and the love, the faith, and the hope that we share. May each of us here be touched in this worship and in our fellowship in the food, in whatever way we most need, whether it is a word of encouragement, a word of comfort, a word of challenge, or correction. And dear Lord, let your blessing be upon the Senior Center in El Torno, La Vida Feliz, that they would know both from our offerings as well as from our prayers and friendship something of your grace that sustains them and multiplies their effort. And may the involvement of all our congregations and partners with that ministry continue to grow. May we learn from them as well. For, O Lord, we are looking forward to that kingdom to come, yet that we have experienced a foretaste of that kingdom for which Jesus taught us to pray whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you have any announcements, please come forward while I remind us again of the fellowship meal that will take place out through the hallway and to the, I guess, our left and then to our right. And there will be baskets set up for any offerings that you wish to make to Vida Feliz. Are there any other announcements to make yet this morning? Well, I believe there remains a song then, and then a blessing.
The last song we sing says the truth that we've been here today. The song says, Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of Christ. I'd like to ask you to stand and we'll sing together.
Al mundo a través de nosotros.
God is revealed when we love one another.
We are the body of God. Al mundo al cumplir la misión de la iglesia.
Bringing the light of God's light to the others.
We are the body of God.
Oh, vivos en cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of God. Hemos oído el llamado, we've answered yes to the call of the Lord.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo,
we are the body of Christ.
Traemos un santo mensaje,
we come to bring the good news to the world.
Cada persona es parte del reino,
bringing a stop to all this revelation.
Todas las razas que habitan la tierra,
all are invited to feast at the banquet.
Oh, somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Hemos oído el llamado.
We've answered yes to the call of the Lord.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Traemos
nuestras acciones reflejan justicia.
think our fears are really in the hurry. We are the body of Christ. Vamos al mundo a cuidar su rebaño. Serving each other, we build up the kingdom. We are the body of Christ. Somos el cuerpo de Dios. We are the body of Christ. Hemos oído el llamado. We've answered yes to the call of the Lord. Somos el cuerpo de Dios. We are the body of Christ. Traemos un santo mensaje. Come to bring the good news to the world. Somos el cuerpo de Dios. We are the body of Christ. Hemos oído el llamado. Somos el cuerpo de Dios. We are the body of Christ. Traemos un santo mensaje. Come to bring the good news to the world.
Please remain standing for the benediction. Oh, and one last announcement. If anyone would like to join at Marquis Center at 6:15 this evening, I will be leading Vesper service there as well. And when we join for dinner, please look for someone you don't know that you might not normally sit with and join them for dinner. Let's see if we can mix things up. And now, may God bless the meal and the fellowship that we are about to share. And may the grace, the peace, and the joy of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.